The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 362. It is entitled Summation, and I need to talk a little bit about the title first before I talk about my guest who is joining me on this episode. I started this podcast, oh my goodness, over 10 years ago, and every December, I would do a very short, about 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 at the max, but most of them around 15, 20 minutes, a little recap of the year and just kind of letting people know that I was going to take some time off, as I typically do around this time. And so this year, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to have a full episode. I wanted to have somebody come on and share their holiday traditions with me and just we talk about the season, and the holidays and whatnot. And so for this episode, for this version of Summation, I am going to be joined by Jeremy Colley. He is one of the three dudes behind the Canned Air podcast, and he's a great friend of the show. He was very excited to come on and talk about traditions and the holidays and whatnot. So it's going to be a fun one where we're going to talk about, some of the things we do, with our families, some of our favorite Christmas movies and Christmas cartoons, and even, talk a little bit about New Year's Eve. All right. So it's going to be a great episode. And I do want to let folks know I am going to take a couple weeks off. In fact, when this episode drops, which would be Thursday, I will be departing on Saturday and heading up to Rhode Island to visit my stepfather and my mom. Of course, knock on wood that the storm and the inclement weather that's coming to Columbus, Ohio is not going to impede those travel plans. But, Mother Nature is a fickle woman, so there's not much you can do if she decides to rain down ice and horribly cold temperatures and whatnot. What are you going to do about it? That's right, nothing. So I'm very excited to head up and spend some time in Rhode Island and whatnot. So I will be returning to the airwaves January 12th with a new episode. So I'm going to take a couple weeks off and recharge the batteries a little bit. And also, as I said, have some fun with some friends and family. So, but with that being said, let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to it, shall we? I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Jeremy Colley talking about holiday traditions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sitting down with me this evening for the very final edition of the PVD Cast for this year is none other than Jeremy Colley, one of the fine dudes from the Canned Air podcast. Jeremy, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing well, John. Thanks so much for inviting me, man. It was awesome to get the text. So thank you for having me here, man.
Yeah, man, you're quite welcome. I thought to myself when I wanted to kind of do this episode and kind of do it a little bit differently than I have in the past.
All right.
I thought, who hasn't been on in a while? And you haven't been on since March of 2020.
Wow. Has it been that long?
It's been that long. I mean, I think that there's been, I think you were on the one of the Torg episodes where you just kind of popped in there. But the last time we actually sat down and did a full length conversation, March of 2020, right before everything went to shit.
No kidding. Okay. Yeah. We were at the library in Grandview.
Yeah.
I remember now. I guess every time I see you in the back of my mind, I've been registering that as an appearance on your podcast, but that's not the case. Sometimes we just like to hang out.
Yeah. Sometimes just friends get together and have a beer and it's not, right. It's not business oriented at all.
Yeah, we need to go get some Mexican soon, by the way.
You know what?
Or something else.
I was going to say, I went to a restaurant, and now you're going to ask me what it is, and it escapes me.
What is it, John?
Damn it.
You set yourself up for that.
I did. It was Filipino food.
Ooh, I don't know if I've ever had that.
I've never had it, and I'm a picky eater, so I was a little bit hesitant, but the girlfriend and I went, and my God, it was delicious. It was absolutely fantastic. Oh God, for the life of me, I can't remember the name. It's down in Grandview Heights, right by North Star and King. And it's on the corner.
Is it on the corner?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name either.
I can't remember the name either.
I know where it's at, though. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, magnificence. Chef's kiss. I know no one can see that, but anyways.
There you go. They can hear it.
So, well, how's things with the Canned Air podcast?
Things have been good, you know. A lot of work went into the Halloween episode, and then after that, we got work on our Christmas episode, which is, boy, it's going up here in a few days, and there's still a lot to do. So the show has been very busy, man, but in a good way. We kind of have recently been a little relaxed on getting guests, I guess, special guests, you know what I mean? We always have a guest on, but we like to, like, every two or three episodes get one of those, like, voice actors or, you know, someone from a movie or television show. And we just that's just around this time of year kind of goes on the back burner so we can focus on just making an awesome Halloween episode and an awesome Christmas episode. So I hope we succeeded. We'll see, I guess, here in a few days when it goes up.
How is Randy and Jack doing?
They're both doing well. They're both doing well. Yeah, we just did. We just recorded our Christmas episode Sunday night, which is kind of like our essentially the Canned Air Christmas party. We just turn on the microphones, you know. So we just had a lot of fun doing that and did a little gift exchange, played some games, you know. It was just good to hang out with them on Christmas, you know.
And, you know, I should let the listeners know Jack and Randy, of course, are the other two members of the Canned Air podcast.
Yeah,
and don't want to downplay their significance.
Oh no, everyone's important in their own way. That's for sure.
That's true. You guys have a nice division of labor, so to speak, if you will, with the Canned Air podcast.
Yeah, we do. We do. Because I just can't do it alone. There's there's no more time, you know, left to pinch off. I used to do it alone, but you know, Randy took a lot of the weight off, so. He's the one who reaches out to guests and schedules who's going to be on the show, which is very nice. But other times I'm kind of like, who is it again? You know, what are we doing? You know, I'm just kind of left in the lurch where typically I not that he's doing that. I'm not in the know as much as I used to be in that aspect. You know, Jack, he keeps up on all the website and merchandising end on our website, and I just pretty much, you know, I do the recording, I write the episodes, and then editing and posting and all that fun stuff.
Speaking of merch, I saw that you had some new merch just go up recently, correct?
Yes. One of our good friends and a fan of the show, Joshua Bellis, he is great with Photoshop and other programs. I can't even remember the names to now, but he wanted to come up with some designs for us, so he came up with a Ninja Turtle themed Canned Air shirt, a Simpsons themed one, a Star Wars themed one, and just some I can't even remember, some other pop culture-y designs. You'll recognize them. Like, there's one where Canned Air is kind of tiled, just the words Canned Air are tiled on the front of a shirt, like the bags you get at, say, a gas station that say thank you over and over down the front of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, and then there's one that kind of looks like the background of a Twitch streamer, I guess. You know how they have, like, the neon purples and dark colors going. So, yeah, he's been so freaking cool in making this artwork for it and just giving it to us and be like, run, play, have fun with it. You know, he's been quite the asset. We love having him part of our Canned Air Nation.
Did I see a baseball hat? Do you guys have one?
There might be. That's a Jack department. I don't know. There's a lot of times where I'm pushing our merchandise and I don't even know what's on there. But I think there is a ball cap. I know there's a toboggan. There might even be a windbreaker, which might be a stretch, but yeah. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff on there. There's coffee mugs, stickers, all kinds of things with these different designs on them. And then there's the classic Candair logos you can get as well. So, yeah, a lot of variety on there for people who want to rep Candair on the front of their shirt, be our walking billboards.
Have you thought about tracksuits?
No. I didn't think about windbreakers, but they're on there. So, you know, what kind of say do I have, I guess?
I mean, you should just get tracksuits for the three of you and wear them to events and that. There you go.
We'd look like some Italian, like mafioso or something, like mafia or street gang, not mafioso, but like street gang, have gold chains with our shirts unbuttoned down to our chest. So you can see all of our gnarly chest hairs.
I mean, it's a look.
Yeah, but not a good one.
All right, well, let's get to the topic at hand for this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk to you about what traditions you have for the holidays, for Christmas, and maybe even for New Year's. I don't know. And just, you know, since I'm wrapping up here for the year, we're going to take a couple weeks off and just kind of, you know, recharge the batteries and whatnot. So we're, what, 4 days away from Christmas, I believe? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
First, is it your favorite holiday?
No.
Really? What's your favorite holiday?
I don't even know that I have a favorite holiday, John, to be honest with you. Probably just the 4th of July, not because I give a shit about fireworks or anything, but I just, I like the summer vibes. Summer is my favorite season, and just being able to, you know, be out on a warm evening, be grilling, have some beers with some friends, just, it's the best feeling in the world. So that's probably got to be my favorite holiday. I love Halloween, and I'm not saying I don't like Christmas, because I definitely do, but it just comes with a lot of seemingly unneeded stress that sometimes I just don't want to mess with, you know?
Oh, I get you. I did not do like the full Monty of decorating the house this year. I put a tree up. I put a couple of other trinkets out, and I'm like, you know what? That's good enough. I wasn't in the mood to do, you know, the balls out full Monty, decorate everything like I normally do, partly because I was dealing with, you know, insurance and all that jazz,
sure,
my car accident, and I was like, I'm just not in the mood to do it. I would say that Christmas is my favorite holiday. I really like it, but I'm a weirdo because I really like winter.
You're one of them. I hate it. I don't like seeing trees without their leaves. I don't like not being able to see the green grass or smelling people, you know, cutting their lawns. And I know a lot of people are allergic to grass clippings and that kind of stuff, and that just probably sounds like hell, but I'm not, and I love it.
I don't know. I just always found, especially like when it snows, to me, there's just something about like the majesticness, if that's even a word, of snow. You know, I a lot of times would look out on my front, you know, on my front yard when it snowed, and it's, you know, and it's very pristine and it's very quiet in my neighborhood because there's not a lot of people out because it snowed. And I don't know. There's just something to me that just clicks with me.
I understand. I get it. But, you know, it's one thing if you don't have anywhere to be.
Yeah, true.
You can just kind of chill at home and be like, man, it's beautiful. I'm going to take this in, enjoy it. But typically whenever you see something like that, for me, it's like, man, that's beautiful. I got to go dig the car out. How am I going to get to work without crashing? You know, like,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I would be happy if it went from fall straight to spring, summer.
Give global warming a chance. We'll get to that eventually in the next few years. All right. What are some of your traditions for the holidays, Jeremy?
I mean, as far as family traditions, you know, I mean, I can't even really call it a tradition. It's what everyone does, but you know, my sister and brother-in-law come in from Illinois, and then Brooke and I, we go to my mom's house, and we, you know, we have a big dinner and sit around and open gifts for a long time and then sit and hang out. And that's really about it. Nothing too extensive. You know, we don't have a particular activity we do every year or anything like that. I fell out of this tradition, but I, you know, I love The Simpsons. I am not as gung-ho with them as I used to be, but they've got a special place in my heart. And for the longest time, every Christmas Eve, I would watch the first episode of The Simpsons, which was a Christmas special. when they first got their dog. So that was a tradition that I had for years, but I haven't done it now in 4 years. Maybe I'll do it again this Christmas. We'll see.
Okay.
What about you?
What about me? Well, likewise, with mom living in Rhode Island, it is always a trip to Rhode Island to spend time with my stepfather and my mother. And I do look forward to it. I feel sometimes like a bad son because my mom's like, well, what do you want to do? Really? I just want to chill and relax and just be here with you two, you know, and hang out. Like I said, sometimes I think she gets a little bit annoyed with that, but it's like, I just would rather just like, what am I going to go see? I've seen everything in the city, you know? Yeah. I mean, what am I going to see? You know, I do have a favorite pizza place that we'll go to, and that's it. We do that. I'm cool. I can sit at the house and visit and hang out and, you know, watch movies with my folks. And that is fine enough for me. So it's a very low key, but one interesting thing that my mom makes for dinner is a very unusual dish, and it has like, it's like the Wonder Bread He-Man action figure. Nobody knows exactly how this came to be.
Wonder Bread He-Man action figure, what's that?
What, you don't know about that?
No, that's why I asked.
Okay, there's a He-Man action figure that is in brown and black attire, and he has brown hair, but it's the exact same He-Man action figure. He comes with a couple of accessory guns, which are, again, colored different, but I think one of them was from Matt Manny Faces and the other one, whatever.
Okay.
Story goes that no one knows exactly how this action figure came to be.
So somebody copied the mold is what you're saying. Oh, okay. I just looked it up. I'm looking at a picture of it. Wow.
Yeah. Now, they claim that Wonder Bread had a special like proof of purchase mail-in, and that's where it came from. And so that's kind of, and I have one, and I have no idea. I don't remember ever getting it, but I have one in my collection. I don't know when, how, I have no idea, but I have one.
There's a YouTube, like a 7-minute documentary, The Mystery of Wonder Bread He-Man. I've got to watch this.
Yeah, it's really good. Is that by Toy Galaxy, by the way?
What's that?
Was that documentary from Toy Galaxy?
Let's find out right quick. Let me click on it. Secret Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think that's a Toy Galaxy. I think that's a Toy Galaxy like sister channel.
Oh, okay.
Toy Galaxy does great work. I'm a big fan. Dan Larson, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, but anyways, thumbs up, man.
What's up, Dan, if you are?
So anyways, my mom's dish is an Italian dish that she makes where you have a big kind of, for lack of a better term, tub of sauce. She uses a roaster for this. And in it are spare ribs, meatballs, hard-boiled egg, potatoes, cooked potatoes, and big giant chunks of pepperoni.
Bro, that sounds awesome.
Oh, it's awesome. We eat it all week long. It's fantastic. The thing is, and this is why I say it's a big mystery, apparently my dad asked my mom to make this one Christmas because it was something that his parents made. All of my aunts and uncles were like, he's full of shit because that never happened at the house. But my dad, to his dying day, claimed it was an old country tradition that came over with his parents. And again, my uncles and aunts vehemently like, we don't know what he's talking about. That never happened. So somehow this tradition started and no one knows how, but
it's just his tradition. No one else is just his,
I guess. I have no idea, but so that's our food that we eat. And it becomes a tradition. In fact, my mom is busy right now getting everything prepared for later this week for it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Nice, man. How long of a drive is that? Where do you
To go to Rhode Island? I'm flying, but if you drove, it would be 12 hours from Columbus.
Let's fly.
Yeah. So that's a tradition. I think my other tradition that I have is more a winter tradition, as I put up an ice rink in my backyard.
What? An ice rink? What do you mean? How do you do that?
Well, when was it? 2016, I wanted to do it. I bought a kit from a retailer that had all the brackets and the liner and everything. All you had to do is provide the wood framing and I went to Home Depot and got it. Yeah, I put it up every year. In fact, right now, as we're recording this episode, I got the hose in the rink right now, trying to get some more water in the one end.
Nice. So you're an ice skater.
I'm a hockey skater. We'll say that.
It's oh,
a
little okay. Different. I see.
Yeah. So
how big is it? I mean, is it enormous?
It's 20x40.
Oh wow! So big 20 enough.
20x40. Yeah.
Very cool, man.
I like to tinker around with it. So. Although,
first,
don't get me wrong,
I know to have an ice rink.
Don't get me wrong. There are some times where Mother Nature's bit me in the ass, you know, where, you know, oh, it's unbelievably warm this winter and
yeah,
no ice. And it's just a giant pseudo swimming pool, I guess you could say.
Sure. Well, looking at the forecast coming soon, it's going to be plenty hard ice.
I imagine so. That was why I was in a hurry to get it in, you know, and get sure. the water into it. But. So do you have a favorite Christmas movie? Because I think that when we talk about Christmas, you got to talk about the movies because I think they go hand in hand with the holiday. So
right.
What are yours?
I mean, as far as looking at the classics, I guess, you know, Rankin and Bass's Santa Claus is Coming to Town is probably my favorite from the Rankin and Bass catalog. That I always loved that, but I haven't seen that in so long. Jingle All the Way is another fun one for me just because it's you know, about wanting that awesome action figure. And you know me, John, I like my toys.
That's right.
Of course, Elf was really good. Home Alone, but I'm not saying anything like super prolific there. I think those are probably on everyone's lists, but it's a strange thing, and I don't even have a reason for it. It just kind of naturally happened where for the past like 2 to 3 Christmases, on either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I watch a Quentin Tarantino movie, and it's either Django Unchained or Inglourious Basterds for some reason. I don't know why, but they feel like Christmas to me for some reason.
Well, why not? You know, I mean,
I can't explain it other than the first time I just had a hankering to watch one of the two movies on Christmas Day, and it just kind of felt, you know, kind of inherently those. Feelings latched onto each other, maybe. Okay. I don't know. I can't explain it. But yeah, I'm probably going to be watching some more Tarantino this Christmas. What about you?
I like A Christmas Story, and I know that's cliched.
Ooh,
because,
that's a good
you know,
one, too. Have you seen the new one?
I have not.
Me neither.
Okay. I thought you were going to say, don't bother, it sucks. Or
I'm sure
say,
there's
yay!
Enough people to say that out there, but I'm not one of them yet. It just, the trailer didn't really win me over. And even if it did, I just really don't kind of care. So, I'll watch it eventually.
Yeah, I want people to leave well enough alone.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's my problem with Hollywood is just leave well enough alone. Think about all the great movies
mm-hmm.
that they just left alone. Okay, and they didn't tinker with them. They didn't remake them. They're perfect the way that they are.
Yeah.
You know?
And Wizard of Oz 2, Gone with the Wind 2. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. So I like A Christmas Story. It's probably my favorite. When it comes to cartoons, it's a guilty pleasure, but I do watch every year the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special.
Oh, really?
Which is horrible. And ridiculous, but I sure. I watch it.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Oh, no, never.
Man, okay, we'll have to fix that maybe next year.
Where do you watch it? Do you own like a physical copy or is it online?
I own a physical copy of it.
Okay.
It actually was a gift one Christmas for my nephew. And I was like, nice.
Ooh. Yeah. You know, we just got gifts from Joshua Bellis, the guy I was talking about earlier, who designed the things for the T-shirts and stickers, etc. He got us each a package that looked identical. We all opened them and we each had a DVD in there. And they were all bootleg DVDs. Mine is of Star Wars Droids, the cartoon with C-3PO and R2. Randy got the Ewoks cartoon bootleg and then Jack got the Star Wars Holiday Special DVD. So we're going to be watching them and trading them off and having fun with them.
Have you seen the Holiday Special?
Parts of it, but I've never watched it the whole way through. But what I saw is horrible.
Jeremy, it's a marathon. It's only 90 minutes, but it's a marathon. It feels like 7 hours.
The one thing that's the most cringeworthy is when they take the theme song to Star Wars, the And they just write generic Christmas words to that song. And then Carrie Fisher is singing it. I mean, she sings beautifully and she was beautiful, but damn, that song sucked.
I one time brought that up at a, I have a friend that does a Christmas party every year where basically it is from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop by the house. We're watching Christmas movies. And wow. So I told him, I go, hey, fire up YouTube because there's a Star Wars holiday special.
Is it on there?
Yeah. And we were watching it and some new people that I don't know showed up and they go, what are we watching? I go, Star Wars holiday special. And they looked at the TV and they go, that's not Star Wars. I'm like, oh, it is. It's Star Wars like you've never seen before.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
Yeah. So I earned a special recognition that year for bringing the worst Christmas movie ever.
Well, bravo, man.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank
you.
Now, I do want to talk about another Christmas cartoon that is absolutely my favorite and is one that nobody has heard about. And I think that I've mentioned it many times on this podcast that I love it. But what the hell? We're going to talk about it one more time. I love, from Rankin and Bass, The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus.
I've never seen that. Maybe never even heard of it.
It aired a couple of times on CBS in the mid-80s, and then it got relegated to obscurity, and then it was on ABC for a while, or ABC Family, I should say.
Mm.
So it's written by L. Frank Baum, the guy that wrote The Wizard of Oz. It's an actual book.
Wow.
And they turned it into this one-hour cartoon. Basically, the premise is that the gods and the immortals of the world meet to decide whether or not to give the cloak of immortality to Santa Claus, because he's going to die. Like, it's his last night on Earth. He's going to die. He's an old man, and that's it. And so the one great woodsman tells the story about how Santa Claus came to be and how he lived in their valley and learned their way of life from the immortals of the woods. And then how he went out and, you know, helped children and fought these bad guys. And it's got everything. It's got fighting. It's got songs. It's got a happy moral to it at the end. I mean, it's fantastic. And it is on DVD. That's the only way. Yeah.
I have years ago, my mom for Christmas got me a DVD box set. And it looks like a red, like a big red, I guess I want to say a Christmas book, whatever the hell that means, but it looks like a big red book that you can open and read, but inside there's a DVD for every one of the Rankin and Bass specials, you know, like, well, not even, I mean, there's Rudolph. What else is in there? Frosty, the Snowman,
a year without Santa Claus.
I don't think that one, is that the one with the Heat Miser?
Yes. Yes.
I think that's in there. Little Drummer Boy and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, five of them, but that one was not in there.
Unfortunately. Well, it's you can buy it. It's a double feature. You can buy it on Amazon. Unfortunately, the other feature is Nestor, the Long-Eared Donkey. that sucks.
Every child's favorite.
Let me tell you right now, I think, like, I watched it one time because I'm like, I've never heard of this. I watched it. I was so depressed at the end of the episode. I'm like, God, I need a drink or seven.
Wow.
It was
a talent. Ugh, to do that with bad. A cartoon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you know, I like Elf as well. I think that that's a great, you know, great one. Jingle All the Way is fantastic too. I'm trying to think of any other movies. I'm not a big Hallmark Christmas movie.
Oh God, no.
Even though you got to give them credit, man.
I do, because they make some money. They make money.
They shoot them all in July, 15 days, $2 million budget, bang, bang, there you go, and here's your paycheck.
And people drool over them. People love them. I don't understand it.
I don't get it either, but whatever, man.
To each their own, live and let live.
Right. That's right. So how about New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? Do you have any traditions for that day? Starting off the new year?
No. Nope. Nope. I used to, years ago, me and my friends, when we were still playing music, we would, at least we did it 3-4 years in a row. I can't remember. We would get a bunch of people, all of our friends pulled together, and we would, and they had a great big barn on their property, like a finished nice barn, you know, And we would back like a hay wagon in there next to another trailer, which made kind of like a two-tiered stage, and put up lights and speakers and play a concert pretty much for ourselves. Pretty sure it annoyed most people in there because it wasn't great acoustics, but it was just a blast to do that. But, you know, since we don't play really anymore, you know, after Christmas, I'm just so ready for the holidays, all that stuff just to be over with and just to get back to normal. So no, I don't do anything for New Year's Eve. We used to stay up and watch the ball drop, but you know, it's kind of like watching fireworks. It's like, you've seen it once, you've seen it a million times. Like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. So. I used to do things on New Year's Eve, but I just, I don't know. I kind of got to the point where I'm like, I don't really want to be out here with all these idiots that are hammered and, you know, being irresponsible. For me, again, one of my traditions is watching the Outdoor Winter Classic from the NHL. I will watch it no matter if it's two teams I like, two teams I hate, two teams I can't stand. I don't care. I watch it because I think it's kind of cool.
Sure.
But other than that, yeah, my New Year's, watch the ball drop on TV, say goodnight, go to bed.
Yeah, that's all you need. I mean, why make a big deal about it? I mean, the calendar's changed. Do we really need to celebrate?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Have you ever been one ever in your life to make New Year's resolutions? Because that's never been anything I've ever had any interest in really doing. I mean, not that I don't like want to like better myself in any way, but I don't like think about it come December, like starting January. I've never done that.
That's always been my philosophy. Like, why do you wait till then?
Just like, do it in the moment.
Yeah. Any Monday in August, you can make a resolution and better yourself.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been that, but with that being said, I mean, I do have goals that I definitely sometimes set for myself. And I don't know if that's a resolution. I view it as something different. Goals are something different because I think that they're more, it's not so much about your, like if you go to the gym, that's your physical health and your physical well-being. Like this is your creative well-being, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. So I do set goals. Speaking of which, does the Can Air podcast have any goals for the upcoming 2023?
Just to get ready for next year's Torg, because we really want to up our presence there. I mean, I guess just try to make it as profitable as an experience as possible. We did good this year, but we kind of looked at everything we were selling, and it was just kind of like meh kind of stuff. So we're really trying to boost our merchandise and just really, you know, make some money that way. You know, the same goal as any podcaster is just to keep trying to get more listeners, you know, up those numbers. And we've got some guests that we're working on talking with right now, getting on, but we find it very bad luck to say who they are before you've actually got the recording in your hand. You know what I mean? So,
oh, I know exactly what you mean. I do not reveal guests because I know it always ends up biting me in the butt.
Yeah, it every single time we're like, well, I don't want to say anything, but you know what? I'll just say that we're talking about having so and so on. And you know, when I say that, it seems like a promising thing they're going to come on, but some bad juju out there or something, because every time we do, they're like, oh, well, sorry, something came up, can't make it, blah, blah, blah. So we just keep our lips sealed until we've got the recording in our pocket. And then we start, well, guess who we had on? You know?
So. Gotcha. All right, well, let's start. Oh, for me, you know, the same thing. I think we, you know, big, more presence.
Yeah.
You know, definitely, you know, get those numbers up. Would like to get some more advertising, actually, to be honest with you. I think that has been something, and I will say this till I'm blue in the face. World's Greatest Comics has been a fantastic sponsor.
Yeah.
Jeff and Patrick.
A great store.
Yeah, they are a great store. And I know that this sounds like a cheap plug for everybody listening at home, but they do have a great store. They got everything that you need for your comic book fandom. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the shtick. Just check out WGComics.com or on Facebook at WGComics. And you'll find out that it's a great store. Jeff's a great dude. I appreciate it so much. Every time we do the transaction, I marvel at the fact that he's so kind to do it. So, but I would like to have a few more. You know, you can have,
of course,
a variety of folks. And you know, that, and I would like to continue to try to seek out doing live shows.
Right.
I really would love to do a live show.
Well, I mean, if you, I would say, I mean, you're in with the Galaxy Con people now. I mean, yeah. A lot of these people, if you get with them early enough, you can schedule a, a show to happen during the weekend of one of the cons. That might be a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just at a comic book store. We've never done it, but Pack Rats, the comic book store down the road here, they have offered, you know, if you guys want to do a live show, let us know. We'll set up a room or something for you. Cool. But, you know, that's much more family oriented store. And, you know, if you listen to our show, you know, I like to use some spicy language. I can keep it under the hat if I had to, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe someday. But anyway, my point being is there's plenty of avenues to make that happen, John.
Yeah, that's some of the goals. And, you know, I know exactly what you're saying about the about keeping it PG, because when I do Matt Talk, I'm adamant about, like, listen, we cannot say shit and ass and damn, because our demographic is older. They're not going to appreciate that probably, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I chuckled.
What did he say?
Oh, man. All right. Well, as we're getting close to the time here, let's start wrapping things up. Jeremy, tell everybody where they can find the Canned Air podcast.
Well, I mean, as far as listening to the podcast, you can find us on any podcast player, Spotify, Apple, Google. I mean, we're everywhere. And our podcast, our website, cannedairpodcast.com. You know, you can check out past episodes, see some of our special guests. There's a link to our merch page on there where you can get t-shirts and mugs and all the stuff that we went over just a little bit ago, as well as a link to our Patreon page where there's a ton of extra content for $5 to $10 a month, depending on what you're willing to give. And if you can't give anything there, just leave us a review in your podcast player choice, because that helps a podcaster out a lot too. And what else? Twitter at @CannedAirPod and Instagram at @Canned_Air.
There you go. Jeremy, it's been fun, man. Thanks a lot.
It's been a blast, John. Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate it, man.
All right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
Merry Christmas.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Jeremy Colley from the Canned Air podcast, talking about our holiday traditions on this summation episode of the PVD cast. I want to thank Jeremy for taking some time out of his busy schedule to sit down and chat with me. It's always good talking to him. It's always cool hanging out with him. He's a great podcaster, and he, Jack, and Randy have a great podcast. So if you're not listening to Canned Air podcast, fix that. Go seek it out, because I am pretty darn certain that you will not be disappointed if you check out some of their episodes. And now it's time for me to tell you where you can get in touch with me if you have any questions or comments about this episode, or any episode for that matter. Well, you can shoot me an email. JohnOrlandoPVDcast.com is my email address. You can also find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. And you can leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And maybe you want to let some folks know where they can hear the PVDcast. Well, there's a bunch of different avenues for that. First, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly, and a great place to start if you wanted to find all the episodes. It's also available through all of those major podcasting applications like Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio app, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. All you have to do is go to the search bar of your favorite podcasting app, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And there's an even easier way to check out every single weekly episode. That is to log on to the Facebook page of the PVDcast. Once again, that's @PVDcast. And on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I do a little Facebook broadcast. So you could check it out that way. You can check it out through your favorite podcasting app, or you can go over to PVDcast.com. Any of those three avenues will give you what you need, and that is, of course, great episodes of My Little Podcast. But I do need to ask you for a favor. If you do nothing more for me, then just please, 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 after you listen to an episode, please rate and review. It helps me out in the algorithm, and it lets the podcasting applications and outlets know that you're listening, and it means a lot to me. And if you're only catching the PVD cast through the Wednesday night broadcast, please like those videos so Facebook knows that you're listening. I mean, honestly, it's the lifeblood of all the podcasters to get that that information to those particular outlets so that, again, you can kind of rise up and kind of climb the charts, so to speak. And don't forget as well that you can always subscribe so that you never miss a single episode. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. As I said, I'm going to take a couple weeks off. I will be back January 12th with a new episode. I just need to recharge the batteries, and I want to spend some time with my my family. I hope that you have a great holiday season and that everything goes smoothly for you in terms of travel and staying healthy and everything. And enjoy your friends, enjoy your family. And with that, thank you very much for listening. And I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent. Stay safe and healthy. John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2022.